The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Want to do a stupid fact of the day?
I do. I like learning.
All right. You never come to the show for learning specifically. However, we always pride ourselves on giving you sneaky learning.
Okay, sneaky learning. Yeah, I like that.
Stupid fact of the day. It's impossible to tickle yourself.
Really?
You can't.
Are you trying?
I'm trying to tickle myself.
Yeah.
Even if I touch myself in naughty spots, doesn't even tickle me.
Well, okay, so my typical spots are like my neck and my pits.
Yeah, see?
Like, and then sometimes like my ribs.
Yeah, see? It's impossible to tickle you.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't matter. I'm like touching myself in weird, inappropriate places, but...
This is weird. This is very weird.
Who else is touching themselves in weird, inappropriate places?
You have to try it, though, to test it out. That's the official research.
That's right. It is impossible to tickle yourself.
You know what? Because you're expecting it, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know the science behind it. I just know that's the stupid fact of the day here.
All right.
Man, I tell you, you guys are so much smarter than we are. We just go for facts. And we said, you know, stupid fact of the day was it's impossible to tickle yourself. Don't know the science behind it. Don't really care, really. But
no, we just put it out there, again, as fact, without anything to back it up.
And again, without us fact-checking the people who randomly text us, we're just going to go ahead and assume it's true because this person signed it, Dr. Allen. Okay? So, thank you.
Well, then we can only assume if you're a doctor, you know way more than us.
A real doctor. Yes, exactly. So, impossible to tickle yourself. The explanation, it's because your reaction to tickling is a defense mechanism that you don't want to be touched. So, you touching yourself won't trigger it. You're welcome.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yes, absolutely. Because, listen, I feel attacked when my kids and my husband come at me and tickle me. Like, they love to do that. It's like one of their favorite things. And I'm like, listen, I'm just sitting here minding my own business. I got the dogs on me. Stay away. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's a fight or flight.
Like, there are people that absolutely hate being tickled. My wife is one of them. Like, if I try to tickle, like, she is like, no. No, nope. Sir.
Uh-huh. I will kick. I'm a kicker.
I will kick. I will down you. If you try to have fun and tickle me, I will literally end you.
Nope. Yep. I'll kick your face. Get away.
Yeah. Brittany's all like, yep, straight up anger if I get tickled. Yeah, I understand. I understand. So, hey, you know what? Safe to just try to tickle yourself because then you don't actually get tickled. So
there you go.
Yeah. Eric rolls in. I mean, Eric's not a doctor, so he says. So who knows if what he's saying is real. He just says it's not because you're expecting it. It's because your body knows you can stop at any time. You're in control.
Oh,
I mean, I guess that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Your brain is telling you this is not really something that you need to fight back because,
again,
you're doing this.
Sneaky learning here on 99.7 DJX. Mm-hmm.